Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking bookstore, there lurks the secret workshop of a strange Albanian genius.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, John.
There's a guy in England named Colin Ridley.
Hi, John. You can probably guess why I'm here.
Happy birthday to you and stuff like that.
That's right. I've been allowed exactly 2 minutes, 30 seconds and no more to say my bit and to give a potted history of my involvement with jam. A sort of pot of jam.
Moving right along.
I owe my interest to Len Grote. I first became aware of this amazing new company called Jam in 1975, when Len got hold of some of the acapellas you'd done for Piccadilly, remixed them, and began using them on Metro. 261. The first demo I heard was Introduction to Jam. It was unlike anything I'd heard before. I especially liked the WPEN instrumental, which I later bought. After great anticipation, the autumn of 1976 saw the arrival of Jam on the BBC. The cuts were very precise and highly polished, quite a change to what we'd been used to. In 1981, I was growing a bit tired of my cheapo Sonovox cuts and decided the time had come to buy a proper Jam jingle.
Colin Ridley's coming your way, meeting you and sharing your day.
I used the money I was given for my 21st birthday to buy this. Other 21-year-olds were buying houses or cars, but there I was, buying jingles.
Oh, Jesus.
Colin Ridley brightens your day.
My slogan in those days was, Colin Ridley brightens your day. Of course, that was back before Prozac had been invented. One cut just wasn't enough, and I went to my bank manager to ask if I could borrow £800 for my own package. I knew that I just had to visit Dallas, and I finally made the trip in 1992. It was such a privilege to meet you, Mary Lynn, Melissa, and all the Jam family. I remember feeling totally amazed that there I was, sitting next to you, on your sofa, in your living room. Other companies may come and go, but Jam always has been and always will be.
Fantabulous!
Oh. End of message.